Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Can New South Wales property agents accept the order on agent that is provided by PEXA at settlement? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 7th of June, 2023.
We've talked about this before. I think we did probably a newsletter a number of years ago about it. But it's the whole PEXA issue. And, you know, at the moment it's the only digital property settlement platform that is approved and that is working. You know, I'm sure we'll get more in the future. There's been a fair amount of confusion regarding what an agent can and cannot accept through the PEXA notification system. The main question that we regularly have raised to us is that is about the legal position for agents receiving the settlement completion notification or the order on the agent from PEXA. So, you know, probably 5-6 years ago now, it was compulsory for all settlements to be completed through PEXA. And with that introduction, many solicitors and conveyancers set up the notification to be sent to the selling agents through the PEXA system. So that's part of the process. So, you know, many agents have taken the view that a notification from that third party source, being PEXA, didn't satisfy the conveyancing standards, and an agent shouldn't release keys or deposit monies until, you know, later the solicitor or the conveyancer actually sent through on their letterhead an order on agent. Now, in response to that, it's actually been approved, and the New South Wales Law Society have stated that the order on the agent that comes through from PEXA is covering both the vendor solicitor and the purchase solicitor, because what they do, the conveyancer slash solicitor, is actually uploading that order on the agent prior to settlement. So, and it doesn't go out until settlement happens. So as soon as settlement happens, they go out to the agent and you've got your notification. So the good thing about it is that document cannot be sent until the settlement's completed. So you know that that document is coming to you. It's originated with the purchaser's solicitor or legal representative and the vendor's legal representative, and they're coming to you. It just happens to be coming via the PEXA platform. So now when you receive that email sent from PEXA, you know, check for the attached document, the order on the agent. And, you know, that letterhead, it should be there. Okay, and that can be accepted for you to release your keys, release your deposits, and get on with your final happiness of having settled the property. So hopefully that's really clear. If you need more information about that, there's a newsletter on our, you can do the search for a newsletter on our system, or again, give us a yell, have a look at our YouTube channel on that one as well.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.